The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. It is the beginning of a very interesting and brand new year. January the 3rd. We're here and ready to rock and roll, right? Well, let me walk you through what's going on in the healthcare piece of our new year to come. And we're going to give you some tools that you can implement rather rapidly to make a difference. But seriously, you know, when you're dealing with your health and wellness, it's decisions. And I had a conversation just before the program started, and, you know, I was asked, did I make any New Year's resolutions? And I answered very quickly. I said, no, I never make a resolution. I make commitments. And a commitment is very different than a resolution. And I want you to understand that if you're going to go anywhere, if you're going to do anything with your health, if you're going to make a difference, you have to commit. And a commitment really is burning any option or destroying it or cutting it away. It's a ultimate decision. You can resolve to do something, but how many of you end up year after year getting about a month into that resolution and you say, oh, it's just too difficult, right? So what we're going to do is we're not going to talk about the structure, the emotional components of doing that, but we're going to talk about a lot of little things today that I want you to understand, know about. We're going to talk about different nutritional products that make a huge difference when it comes to your balancing your memory and diabetic patterns and so forth. We're going to talk a little bit about this crazy virus, as we always do every week, because I want you to have some more capacity on it. And everybody's going nuts simply because, oh my God, the hospitals are filling up. And, you know, the truth of it is, and we'll start with that, is that the hospitals are filling up. But it's that time of the year where they do every year, year in and year out. This adds a little bit greater burden on things. And there's no doubt that, you know, we have a challenge in front of us. But you know what? We're actually winning the challenge when you start digging behind the scenes and see what's going on. But remember, this is flu and cold season to begin with. And by the way, more people die of heart attacks after the holidays than any other time. And they check themselves out with depression and so forth. So we're going to get into a little bit of that. But I want you to understand that we're resetting the stage for 2021. We're moving forward with a different thought process. There's lots of stuff that's happening, but here's what I know that's factual. If you buy into the emotional depression that's out there, you know, it's like the gloom that we see in the Washington metropolitan area today. I mean, the weather is kind of ugly and it's cold and it's damp. If you buy into that, that's how you're going to feel. That's how you're going to move forward. I was talking to, you know, to Sue the other day, and you know, we were going through the years that we've been in practice and the things that we've been doing, and I said, you know, when I have had the most capacity, influence, the ability to achieve, the ability to influence people's health is when I've been the happiest. And it's not necessarily the time when everything has been good around us. I went into practice way back in, you know, the late 70s, April 1st, 1977. Yep, it's coming up 44 years. Crazy, right? But it was a time when, you know, we had interest rates that were in the neighborhood of, I think my first house was at 13%. And my professional build-out loans for equipment and construction were at 21% at one point. You could get gas every other day. So we had times that were ugly. In the 60s, we went through some pretty terrible times as well. So we've had problems. The difference is that our thought processes are being controlled so dramatically by social media. We've been told what to think and how to react. That's the difference. That's not okay. And you have to kind of pull yourself away from it and surround yourself with positive things that allows you to look at the playing field differently. You know, if you look for all the negatives of why you can't and, oh, my God, or you spend the time trying to, you know, prepare yourself for the ugliness there, instead of looking at an end game, an end product, a tapestry of where you want to go, how you want to develop, whether it's your financial situation or whether it's your health, then you're going to stumble, you're going to fall. At least if you're moving forward towards something, you keep gaining more and more tools, you keep developing strengths that are that have capacity that can be applied to anything that happens to show up, you're going to get to where you want to go. But I want you to remember that. Really, as you know, as I wrote my book a few years back, you know, health is a do-it-yourself program. It really is in your hands, and life truly is, in many situations, a do-it-yourself opportunity. You have to ask yourself the question, how can I reset me to make things different so I have the capacity to move forward at a much more powerful level than I've ever done before? And that's where we have to go, and that's what this program is going to be dedicated to giving you the tools, the opportunity to be able to shift and turn and to soar and to achieve at very, very high levels. So let's get into the meat of this, and let's talk of some of the things that, you know, that are out there in the marketplace. And the one thing I want to talk about is diabetic patterns. Diabetes is something that can cause all kinds of symptom processes, everything from producing cardiovascular disease and strokes and kidney disease, but body pain generally, hurting, swelling, and so forth. You know, the approximation is something about 20 million Americans have diabetes, and of those, about 5 million or so are unaware that they have it. That's right. They haven't been diagnosed because they haven't had any blood work. You know, how many of you had your annual blood work and they say, well, you know, it's not that bad. Well, you know, it's like, I'll use the old phrase, you know, when you're pregnant, you either are, you're not. There's no in between that. Maybe it is, it isn't. You know, worse is the fact that there's probably close to 50 million Americans that have a pre-diabetic pattern, which, you know, can increase many of the complications that are associated with diabetes, you know, as we talked about, you know, in the beginning. So when you're dealing with, you know, over 18 million, 20 million people that are diabetic, 5 million don't know that they have it, and you have another 40 some to 50 million people that are in a pre-diabetic state, that's a whole lot of people that are going to put a heck of a burden, you know, on everybody. So here's some facts that you need to look at, right, when it comes to diabetics. 83,000 people in the United States lose a limb, part of their body, to diabetes, toes, a foot, something, right? It's also the primary cause of blindness. It impairs your immune response. And forget about, you know, the rest of the things. Hey, guys, you know, it's impotence, too. You're diabetic. You're, you know, you got a problem. You have ED, and it can get progressively worse over time. But let's talk about that again. 83,000 people lose part of their body to diabetes, and we end up with impaired immunological function. So let's put it in the context of what's going on right now, you know, with this COVID nonsense and with flus and colds and so forth, right? So if that's the, if we have to keep our immune system strong, if we have to be able to fight this thing, and by the way, some people, you know, it's like any other disease, they can come up against somebody with COVID 10 times and be face-to-face contact, and they never get it. Why is that? Because their immune system is stronger than most others. They can be tested, and they don't show up with antibodies ever. They can wait 3-4 weeks when the antibodies should present themselves, and they don't get sick. But at the end of the day, it has to do with immunological function. If your blood sugar levels are elevated, if you're in a pre-diabetic pattern, by definition, it's going to impair your immunological defense mechanisms. 1 teaspoon, and here's something I want you to all remember, 1 teaspoon of refined sugars of any kind, 1 teaspoon decreases your white blood cell ability. Those little guys that go out, the scavengers that help protect you and destroy things, they decrease their capacity to work by 8% for 12 hours. 8% for 12 hours. So pretty soon, if you eat enough of this stuff, it's putting them in a coma, and bugs, viruses, bacteria, and so forth kind of come by, and they're asleep. They can't do anything to help you. So let's talk about, you know, this pandemic, if you will, called diabetes. And, you know, it's far greater, far worse than this COVID or any other viral pattern. But diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely, or diabetics, I'm sorry, are more likely to die of a heart attack, you know, or have a stroke than anybody else. It's crazy. Remember that. So if your blood sugars are slightly elevated, you're in that pre-diabetic state going into diabetes. And how would you know that? You'd know it by having your doctor make sure that they're running an A1C hemoglobin. And that's a 3-month average of what your blood sugars are, because one blood test doesn't show anything. You can get up to 104, you can get to 99, you can go to 110. And it's because you messed up the day before, a couple of days before that. But you want to know what the average is. You want to know how your body is struggling. So it's a problem. So it, especially when we're in this pattern, you know, the increase in insulin resistance and diabetes among children and adolescents, teenagers, is dramatically on the rise. It's craziness. It shouldn't be that way. But take a look around and see how many fat kids there are out there, right? And in many clinics, you know, that are closed right now, you know, because of this stupid COVID-19 pandemic, you know, diabetes have almost been left to care. Diabetics have been left to care for themselves. You know, they're out there saying, well, you know, we're not going to worry about it. We're not going to get the blood work. In our office, we're doing the blood tests. We draw in house. We have our own loving vampire. We get the stuff and we send it out. So the fundamental problem with diabetes is getting blood sugar into the cell. And how it does that is insulin is the driving horse. It gets it into that cell and causes the body to work the way it's supposed to. There are a lot of natural things that you can do to help yourself and be able to skid the tracks, if you will, of getting blood sugar to work properly. One of them, believe it or not, is something very simple. It's called exercise. Many of you have been house confined. You're sitting there. You put on the COVID-19 or 38. And you're not getting outside. You're not doing anything. You've got to be able to exercise. You know, I've treated a number of type 2 diabetics who were able to completely discontinue their medications by making dietary changes alone and adding a little bit of exercise to their lifestyle. And, you know, if you're in a house and you have stairs, right, you go up and down stairs, get off your butt, put the remote control down, and start walking stairs. You know, put a headset on, listen to some music, but walk around the house, get outside, go for a walk every day. If you've heard the program, you've heard me say that if you walk 2 miles every day, 2 miles, I don't care how fast it is, you can go out for a little saunter. You decrease your risk of dying from a disease process by 50%. And that's data that's out there that you can look up. You know, so as we treat patients who have this, obviously dietary changes are necessary. Exercise is important. And then there are nutrition that support and help stabilize and transport blood sugars into the areas that they should be. So, you know, most of the diseases caused by diabetes are secondary to damage caused by what we call free radicals. And there's these things called lipid peroxidation elements that cause something called advanced glycation, and there's an end product called AGEs, and I want you to look that up, and then inflammatory reactions that come about as a result of that. So what can you do about it? Well, there's substances that you can take. One is get your body as alkaline as you can. Obviously, stop shoveling the garbage in your mouth and decrease, you know, the bad stuff. But our lipoic acid and ACEs, we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're coming up to a break, but this is a super important topic. I want you to understand. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I got a lot more. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. And it's unfortunate that it's kind of an ugly day, but put a sunshine on your face and go for a walk and it'll light your way and have a really great afternoon. Really enjoy your week. Talking about all kinds of things going into 2021. And one very important process is called diabetes. And there's way too many of you that are in that place. We said earlier that about 20 million Americans have diabetes. and about 25% of them are unaware that they have it. And there's another 50 million Americans that are in a pre-diabetic pattern. It's crazy. You know, it needs to stop, and it needs to stop very rapidly. I'm right here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Yes, I'm taking phone calls. And if you'd like to get a hold of the office or talk to me outside of the program, it's real simple. Go to 703-698-7117. And call Roselle Center for Healing. One of our doctors will get back to you very promptly. If you want to send me a note, you can do it through the website, or you can simply go to rtr@rosellecare.com. That's rtr@rosellecare.com. And I will answer you. I do that on a regular basis. So feel free, you know, and it takes me a little time because, as you can imagine, we have a lot of emails that are coming in. So when we're treating diabetes, you know, we're bringing it down into what do you do about it? And, you know, there's a lot of things that you have to be aware of. And we could actually spend the whole show on this, but we're not going to. But we're going to give you some guidelines, all right? Guidelines such as, for example, you know, you want to get rid of all the junk in your diet. You want to switch to a diet that's mostly nutrient-dense vegetables, cooked, and not really raw. If you're going to eat raw vegetables, they're a little bit more difficult. They put a greater burden on your pancreas. Your pancreas is responsible for breaking down the outer coat of raw vegetables. You know, some meats, no breads or pastas, no sweetened products. You know, you have to bring this under control. High glycemic carbohydrates need to be avoided. So anything that is quick acting white flour, white sugars, white anything, and you can need to stay away from the sugars completely. And NutraSweet should never be used, as it can significantly worsen diabetic complications. So just because they tell you that it's a low glycemic index, not so much. There's something called R-lipoic acid. It's one of the basic supplements to use when it comes to dealing with blood sugars and dropping them down. And I want you to be aware of that. So if you're working with a natural health practitioner, and you can even suggest it to your physician, that really works pretty well. The dosages can be used anywhere from 200 milligrams up to 400 milligrams three times a day with your meals. It depends on the severity of your diabetes, but you have to make sure you're dealing with somebody who knows what they're doing with this stuff. Otherwise, you can, you know, cause some other issues as well. There's something called a nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin. Everybody's heard of, you know, these elements more and more and more and more. And what it does is it decreases the free radical damage that's done by diabetic problems. You have to make sure you're taking a B complex and magnesium and a little bit of natural vitamin E and C. And you guess what? You're going to get this thing under control. But remember what I said in the beginning? One of the most important things is exercise. Get off your duff. Quit sitting around. Get outside. Go do something that's important. And don't wear those stupid masks when you're outside by yourself. Get it. You need some fresh air. This stuff is not going, this COVID is not going to jump out of the trees and bite you. It's going to, you know, stay well away from you unless you're sucking face with somebody or sharing drinks and somebody who has it, and your immune system is low. And we said if you're diabetic, if your blood sugars are off, your immune system is going to be weakened. And that's why people who are diabetic, and that's why I'm doing the topic today, have greater predispositions to any viral patterns, but especially this COVID-19. These are the people that are having problems. So we have to make sure that we know all the information, we know it well, and we handle it effectively and adequately as we move through. Now, I was reading an article the other day, and I want to get into it a little bit as we go through the program. I've had patients talk to me about, you know, mask wearing and so forth. I want to give you some data that is irrefutable that you really should know about. And as we get into the, you know, the second part of the program, I want to cover this at a much more in-depth level, because, you know, when I see little children mess up when there's nobody around, and I see you mess up when, you know, you're out there by yourself and there's really, you have no fear of this, but you're reacting to all the talking heads and so forth, it really irritates me. And I find it unbelievable that so many states have virtually shut down, you know, everything that needs to be told about, and they're doing it for political reasons. We'll get back to that in a few seconds. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. I have so much more for you. Give me a call. We'll talk about your stuff, too.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. You can call me right now at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Glad to talk to you on anything that you have in mind. It is a brand new year. It's 2021, and we have a whole lot of things happening. But you know what? I'm going to keep it focused on your health and the things that you can do to make a difference, you know, moving forward. You know, the insanity that's out there is so invasive to our spirits, our souls, our capacity to be able to have a normal, easy thought process about something that is relevant in our lives. And, you know, say, well, all of this is relevant. Maybe, maybe not. They're trying to make you think it's relevant. But what I want to do is I really want to talk about things that you can do moving forward about your health so you can have the health capacity, the wellness capacity to make a difference. You know, it's crazy. You know, people are so afraid of everybody else. There was a time that that happened as well. And back in the day, if you look at your history, back in the Civil War, we were separated as a society. And we turned on each other. We hated each other, regardless of whether you were a slave owner or otherwise. And the things that happened subsequently because of that. We went through World War II, and you know, the Nazis created a footprint of fear and paranoia. And, you know, I lived through many other times in this country, from the Vietnam era and the things that took place, the assassinations in this country. But you know what? It's all the same relative to how it impacts each and every one of us relative to our health. The statistics of COVID-19 are being grossly inflated, in my opinion, and they just don't make a lot of sense. And just because a person has contracted a virus, that doesn't mean that that virus is necessarily harming them. So you see all these positive reports, and people are saying, oh my God, I'm positive, so I hit the hospitals, and you know, basically they're sending them home. But most don't appreciate that people with, you know, immune-suppressing diseases, you know, we talked about diabetes in the first part of the program. And, you know, if you have heart disease and hypertension, other immunological diseases are vulnerable to any type of virus, not just this one, any type of virus. Even a common cold, you know, can be deadly for many people. And it's because they don't have the immune function to handle it. So people with COVID-19 are suffering with pre-existing conditions, and it's those conditions, not the virus, that kills them most often, even though that they're being falsely, in my opinion, counted as COVID-19. And it's not just an opinion. If you look at the data, that's really what bears it out. You know, older people who eat healthy, exercise on a regular basis, maintain good levels of certain vitamins, especially as we've talked about vitamin D3 and C and zinc and selenium and a little bit of E, they're at very low risk for serious illness or death from this virus or anything else. Now, if you go to our website, you go to RozelleCare.com, you're going to see that we have a wellness package there for you, and take a look at it, take advantage of it. It's there for you if you want it. All you got to do is, you know, let us know. We'll get it out to you, but it'll support you the way it's supposed to. We got the air tamers for you. Remember we said, you know, the air tamers can kill 99% of all viral patterns. You know, those are things that you can do proactively to help yourself. Check it out. You know, this situation, this COVID-19, is rare in young people. And we keep wanting to reposition. I think I told you a couple of weeks ago, I had a patient of mine said, oh my God, this is killing pediatric, the pediatric deaths are on the rise. And I asked her, I said, well, how many pediatric deaths do you think have occurred from COVID-19? And she said, well, it's 150. And I looked at it and I said, well, your number's actually wrong. It's about 163, 64 at that time. And I said, but let me show you something. So I got on the doctor's portal on the CDC and I put my stuff in there and I asked a different question. I said, how many pediatric deaths due to influenza, annual deaths due to influenza? And I hit the button and she looked at it. She said, how's that possible? It was 185. Nobody wants to see a child impaired or die. But at the numbers that they're putting out there are very different and they're not accurate. And when you look at it as a whole, you get a little different rationalization. So when you're taking immune suppressive drugs that we've talked about, things that, you know, including statins, by the way, you know, if you're on statins, in which, if you ask me, I'll tell you that they're used way, way too often and they're causing other problems. Extreme athletics, you know, extreme athletics decrease immune response, hereditary pass-throughs and so forth, cancer patients who are under treatment. And as we've said, you know, people who are on other immunological drugs, their incidence is higher exponentially than anybody else. So doesn't it make sense that you want to take control of your health, that you want to be proactive in what it is that you do to increase your wellness quotient? There's so many things that are important, you know, exercise and dietary changes and getting a good headspace. You know, when you're depressed all the time, when you're down in the mouth, you're going to suffer the slings and arrows of immunological weakness, and subsequently this virus and other viruses and other things are going to have a better footprint in your body. You know, so you look at this across the board, you look at what the underlying culprits are and what you can get done to really strengthen your immune system. Did you know that just getting routine natural health care on a supportive basis, whether it's chiropractic, acupuncture, you know, getting good nutritional coaching, makes a huge difference in increasing your immune reaction? The statistics are there. Going back to 1918, there were data put out that people who got routine chiropractic care on an ongoing basis had a much lower death rate relative to the Spanish flu than people who were treated in the allopathic community by about four times. It was like ridiculous. The numbers are so supportive of that. But we want to make sure that we do a lot of different things. Now, remember I said in the beginning of the program that wearing face coverings could make things much worse for yourself. And what do I mean by that? There are problems that begin to show up, you know, with children and so forth, women who are pregnant that are wearing masks all the time. We already seen children with lower brain weight and body weight, just like a woman who smokes during a pregnancy. We know that it's not okay. This is not okay either. You know, delayed development neurologically and cognitively. And, you know, we have altered gene expression and altered brain chemistries. These are documentable. You know, studies of mask wearing by pregnant women is often carried on only for a short term, you know, but a careful monitoring of oxygen levels and CO2 levels throughout have to be done absolutely because we worry about the child. That carbon dioxide level needs to be very low. We don't want to put the child at risk from something called hypercapnia. And that means that that CO2 level is too high. You know, even a slightly elevated CO2 level during pregnancy can potentially cause a problem. So please, please be judicious and don't be a lemming and don't follow, you know, everything that they tell you to do just because some talking head on the television or some, you know, buddy on the radio has told you that they need to do X, Y, and Z, or you need to do X, Y, and Z. I had a patient the other day, you know, that asked me, you know, what can I do to help myself relative to chemo? You know, I'm going through chemotherapy. Is there another way? Is there things that I can do on my own to, and what I say to them, I said, you know, you really have to talk to people who are in that area, know what they're doing when it comes to any type of cancer treatment. There are doctors out there who are in the natural world that know how to sustain this. But, you know, I'll give you an example. If you have a lymphoma and, you know, it just shows up and you're not super sick and you're concerned about chemotherapy, there are studies that have shown that the cells of particularly something called follicular lymphomas was what she had, are rapidly killed by something called curcumin. Now, I'm not telling you to go use curcumin. I'm just telling you that there's a study out there that curcumin and something called EGCG, which is a very concentrated extract of green tea, you know, along with conventional chemotherapy, and I said along with, resulted in a complete remission of the cancer. Quercetin also powerfully inhibits lymphoma cells. There's a lot of really good things out there, and more physicians are understanding the natural marriage, if you will, of so many of these things. You know, not only can you make the decision concerning the use of chemotherapy much more judiciously if you talk to somebody who knows the field. If you choose not to, or an alternative would be, you know, this curcumin, and the dosages are very significant, but you have to have somebody who knows their stuff. Now, we get outside the borders of the United States, you get into Europe, you get into Mexico and so forth. They're using these things all the time. American physicians now are using more and more of it because they're realizing the impact when you have a marriage. You can decrease the amount of chemotherapeutics by increasing the natural support mechanisms, and things get a whole lot better, a whole lot faster. Patient asked me the other day, said, you know, can COVID-19 come back? You know, we're in that viral pattern. Well, let me answer it this way to you. You know, you guys have had flus over the years. I haven't had the flu, thank Lord, in decades. You know, I had one many, many years ago for it lasted for about 48 hours. And so at the end of the day, COVID viruses contain gene structures from the HIV virus, you know, which causes suppression of some important immune cells in infected patients. But once a person has recovered, there should be no problem of having that particular flu, that COVID viral pattern come back. There's something called a retrovirus. It's suppressed when the immune system is competent. But there are things that you also can do to make a difference in that. You know, taking things like ashwagandha and coenzyme Q10, beta-glucan and so forth can dramatically help protect your immune system to keep your immune expression stronger than most everyone else, so you shouldn't have a problem with any of these things. So when we talk about how to protect yourself, it really starts with making sure that you do the natural things first. You look at diet, you look at exercise, you look at calming and taming your mind, if you will. You know, people talk about aspirin and other anti-inflammatories. You know, there was a woman that, a patient that told me that, you know, while she was running, she got this visual disturbance in the lower part of her visual field. And there was, she was told that there was a piece of plaque in the blood vessel, you know, that was going into her eye. And she was told to take aspirin. She said she also was taking things like curcumin and things of that nature. Well, I told her based on nutritional patterns that she really shouldn't combine the two, and she really needs to follow what her doctor was telling her to do. You know, if you have to protect the retina, and we don't want it to bleed. Using things like pine bark extract, which is called pycnogenol, by the way, magnesium, but particularly the malate form, a little curcumin and so forth, can be very, very effective. But at the end of the day, combining that with aspirin can make things much more likely to bleed. And that's one of the things that you want to stay away from. So be really careful. Make sure that you follow what your doctor tells you to do. If you have any questions, if you want to know how to do it naturally from a nutritional point of view, the Results Center for Healing will always be willing to help you. Call our nutrition department and make an appointment with them, and we can walk you through it. Our doctors know their stuff. When it comes to neurological pathways, you have to make sure that you calm the inflammatory reactions down from the nervous system, whether it's the brain, the spinal cord, the peripheral nerves that go to the organ system, and so forth. Get the information from people who know what they're talking about. The Rozelle Center for Healing is one of those resources for you. Let us know how we can help you. We're coming up to the last part of the program. We have to take a break and listen to those who bring you Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I have much more for you. Don't go away. I'll be right back after these messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Make sure you tell your friends about it. We try to bring you the most important information so you can help yourself fight through virtually anything that goes on in the environment, particularly this COVID-19. You know, I was told off air that I didn't answer completely. Can COVID-19 come back? So at the bottom line is, as I said earlier, you know, this COVID problem is like any other viral coronavirus. You know, once you have recovered, you shouldn't have a problem. It's important that you understand that you have to continue to make sure that your immune system stays strong. And, you know, vitamin D3 and zinc are critical in fighting this and every other pattern like that. So make sure you take the opportunity to do that. By the way, I want to let you know that you can follow, you know, what we do on Facebook. You could go to my Facebook page, very, very simply, you know, go online and find R. Thomas Rozelle, and I'm there, and it'll be Dr. Tom Rozelle. You'll come up, and I post things on an ongoing basis relative to all kinds of things. I will answer your questions. You can send me notes on Messenger. You can go to rozellecare.com, go to my personal email, rtr@rozellecare.com, and I will be happy to get back to you. If you need an answer quicker, go to the phone and pick it up. Go 703-698-7117 and ask to have one of our professional staff members call you back and answer your question. That's why we're here. That's why we do this program. That's why we continue to be present on an ongoing basis. You know, there's so much that you need to know. There's so many questions that you need to have answered. And we try to do it every Sunday. We try to do it every day in the office. And you know, when we put out the data, it's well documented. It's well researched. You know, your immune system is incredibly important. We have a package to support that. Go to the webpage. Go to rozellecare.com, and it'll be there, you know, waiting for you. If you have questions about its application, you can always ask that. And also remind you, for Rozelle patients and their families, we are offering antibody testing for IgG and IgM antibody to this COVID-19 issue. Now, you know, people want to know, how effective is an antibody test? Well, it shows up, the antibodies will show up 5 days to 2 weeks after exposure or after a problem. And the test is an FDA authorized test, and it's 97.3% accurate if it's positive, and it's 93.8% positive if it's negative. So like all these tests, there's a slight, you know, middle ground. Even the PCR test, the up your nose test, as I like to call it, has a 30% inaccuracy rate simply because it measures dead virus. So it may see a virus hanging out, but it's not one that is necessarily active, and it's being, you know, looked at, recorded as if it's accurate. And this is all data that you can look up for yourself and make sure that you have all the information that you need. You know, please understand that your health is really in your hands. But when you allow the media, you allow the talking heads to get to you, you begin to destroy your certainty, which destroys your immunological responses, which allows you to be much more susceptible to everything that's out there. It's critical that you take your own health seriously, and not just becoming fearful that, oh my God, I'm going to walk by somebody who might have COVID. That's not how this thing is happening. You know, there are many people who've been exposed to this who have a positive antibody test and are not sick. They don't have an issue. But if you're getting traditional testing, a PCR test, and it comes back positive, you know, they're telling you, well, you have an issue. You have to isolate. You have to do this. somehow that's never made sense to me. And I've lived through this, you know, the Asian flu. I've lived through the H1N1 virus. I've lived through things that are much more serious, potentially, than what we're dealing with today. But you have to make sure that you do your homework, that you take the opportunity to look at things for what they really are. It's important. It's critical. And as we go through this trying times, you know, look to us for as much data as you can. Go to our website. There'll be things posted there for you. Go to my Facebook page. Send me information. We'll get back to you because that's what I do. And we do it simply for one reason and one reason only, is that I love you all very much. And I'm dedicated to making sure that you have the most up-to-date information possible. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday. We'll be back next week with more information and a guest.